Spreading COVID-19. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Pfizer announcement doesn't mean a vaccine is imminent, but it indicates the company is on track to file an emergency use application with U.S. regulators later this month. The analysis is from an independent data monitoring board that looked at nearly 100 infections recorded so far in a study of almost 44,000 people in the U.S. and five other countries. Pfizer says the 90% initial protection rate could change by the time the study ends. Authorities say it's unlikely a vaccine will arrive much before the end of the year. I'm Mike Hempen.
The projected winner of the U.S. presidential election, President-elect Joe Biden, Monday, or just moments ago, actually, said there's a need for bold action to fight the pandemic and that, quote, we still face a very cold winter, end quote. Biden has hailed as a cause for hope the news of the COVID-19 vaccine, but warned of a long battle still ahead. He stressed the continued importance of mask wearing for the foreseeable future, saying, quote, it is also important to understand that the end of the battle against COVID-19 is still months away, end quote. President-elect Biden announced Monday the formation of a 13-member coronavirus advisory panel. He and running mate Vice President-elect Kamala Harris launched a website for their transition to power Sunday. They say they will immediately focus on the coronavirus pandemic, the recession in the world's biggest economy wrought by the pandemic, climate change, and systemic racism. Meanwhile, President Trump is contesting the outcome of the election through lawsuits and has declined to concede or call Biden. This is VOA News. European leaders and officials are not expecting transatlantic relations to snap back to the way things were before Donald Trump was elected U.S. president, but they do anticipate a narrowing of the gaps between America and Europe with Joe Biden in the White House.